Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2620, Playing Financial Chess by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post to start the week as we optimize your life. Playing Financial Chess by ESI of esimoney.com. As I noted in What I've Been Reading, the leadership team at work has been reading Scaling Up, How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't, Rockefeller Habits 2.0. It's a basic management book in many ways, and yet most companies don't implement the basics, but also a very good one if you're interested in business. A quote from the book stood out to me, and I wanted to share it with you. Quote, "Good managers play checkers while great managers play chess," end quote. It compared those who think and plan far ahead, deal with complexities, and cope with a variety of issues moving in various directions, playing chess, to those who think at one level only, don't see the entire picture, and manage in a simplistic way, like playing checkers. They apply this to business, of course, but I think it can be applied to personal finances as well. Financial chess. So what is playing financial chess? Here's my take. Someone who plays financial chess knows how the game is won. In chess, you win by placing the king in checkmate. In personal finance, the key measure is net worth, followed closely by cash flow. Knowing what you're trying to achieve is a key part of playing financial chess. Has a strategy. If you go into chess or money management without an idea of what you want to accomplish, you've already lost. Use tactics to implement the strategy. Once you have your strategy, you have to implement it move by move, slowly over time to see the fruits of your efforts. Focus on priorities. In chess, it's a priority to defend your king while also making progress in attack. In personal finance, there are priorities like earning, saving, and investing. Ignore any of these at your peril. Uses tried and true principles to his advantage. In chess, there are tried and true principles like controlling the center, space, time, safety, etc., that generally lead to a victory. In personal finance, there are tried and true principles like spending less than you earn, keeping debt low, using compound interest to your advantage, etc., that will help you grow your net worth, but is also willing to go against the grain when need be. Some of the greatest chess matches contain sections where one player abandons the tried and true, throws his opponent into confusion, and crushes him as he tries to figure out just what's going on. He takes a risk in hopes of a big gain. In personal finance, success often comes from taking counterintuitive actions, like buying when others are selling, investing even if the market's going down, putting money into index funds, an investment that is average and yet beats most others, taking a few risks like investing in real estate or peer-to-peer lending, and so on. Adjusts as needed to challenges. In both chess and life, unexpected things happen. Those who are successful adjust as needed and take the correct action. Knows there are many ways to win. I've seen every piece on the board make the move that results in checkmate. In money management, there are also multiple roads to success. Earn big, save big, start your own business, invest wisely, and on and on. Understands that sacrifice could be the key. In chess, sometimes you must sacrifice a piece to gain a bigger advantage in another way. In personal finances, sacrifice of some sort is almost always required to amass any substantial amount of wealth. Realizes that sometimes the small things make the biggest differences. A pawn can win the game in chess if managed correctly. Saving a bit here and there, year after year after year, and investing it wisely can make you wealthy over time. Considers safety first. You must keep your king safe above all else. With money, you must balance risk and reward, of course, but I always play it conservatively, knowing if things go poorly, I have a margin of error built in. Knows that bold moves and calculated risk can pay off. In chess, sometimes it's speed and the force of the attack that wins the game, not just having more or better pieces. With money, sometimes you need to risk a bit for a good reward. For me, my entry into real estate was a bold move, at least for me. That has certainly paid off. Has patience. Have you ever seen a chess match? It's like watching paint dry. The best players have patience like no other. With money, patient, simple moves over years add up to great success. And that's my list, but while we're on the subject of money and chess, there's actually a book on chess and money called Rich as a King: How the Wisdom of Chess Can Make You a Grandmaster of Investing. I have a copy, and while I really, really, really wanted to like it, the book just isn't that good. At least that's my opinion. The 5-star rating on Amazon seems to disagree. There you have it, a geeky post on money and chess. Hopefully, it won't get any more nerd-like around here for a bit. You just listened to the post titled Playing Financial Chess by ESI of esimoney.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Money management can certainly feel like a game sometimes. You need to make calculated moves, keep your eye on the prize, and of course we all want to win. Personally, I find the game of money to be much easier than chess, and better yet, you don't have an opponent that's trying to beat you. Also with chess, I get the sense that you have to be hyper-vigilant and thinking through your next move at all times. But with money, I think most of the heavy lifting is done when you're first starting out and your main task is to develop good habits, or when you have a big life change that forces you to reassess and recalibrate. Once you're out of debt and the habits of budgeting, saving, and investing are in place, and better yet, are automated, there's a point where you can relax on autopilot a little bit. At this point, your habits and automation take over and you just continue to accumulate wealth either until you've won the game or until you hit a roadblock that forces you to make a move and reassess. And then there are the times when the game gets more exciting. You can get yourself to a level of financial security that perhaps isn't financial independence, but allows you to take some risks that would have been unwise when you were less financially secure. The point is, that is your game to play. There are so many ways to win, and it's totally possible to have fun along the way. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Tuesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.